Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Shadow Cameron, John Rich, 94 WIP. Pizzadelphia 3, the takeout tour is happening. Presented by Gerhard's Appliances. Tickets go on sale on November 9th. Now, what's the deal? All right, the deal is this. We obviously can't do a Pizzadelphia festival this year like we had the past couple years, obviously with the pandemic. So we're bringing the pizza to you. It's real simple. Every week, a ticket will go on sale that will get you a full-size pizza from five different great Philly pizzerias for just $25. That's right, five pizzas for $25. And this is for 4 weeks, four different tickets, five pizzerias each week. It's a spectacular deal. So see all the pizzerias and sign up for pre-sale access at pizzadelphiafest.com. Again, the website, pizzadelphiafest.com. Get yourself fed with some great pizza, man. Enjoy it. It's all brought to us by Trident Mortgage, Philadelphia Contribution Ship, and Peroni. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Bill in Delaware. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Hey, quick question. First of all, I think the Eagles are going to have a really good game. I say 27-12. My only concern is, though, that with the hit on Andy Dalton, and then of course, the hit on Teddy Bridgewater recently, doesn't seem like there's any fines and no suspensions. Do you think that when the Dallas plays the Eagles, they're looking at that saying, no fines, no suspensions. Maybe
no.
I get a hit on Carson?
I do not.
I don't either.
They're not going to be pushing that. They're not going to be willing to risk that.
I mean, Bill, I can't tell you there's not rogue guys out there that think that way. I'm sure there are some. For instance, 10 years ago when the Saints D coordinator, Greg Williams, wanted them, and I don't remember the exact quote, but to go after the heads of the opposing team. Like, sure, you're going to get some of that sometimes. But do I think that's a mainstream thought process of defenders? Let's go in there to go after his head. And I don't think I think it's evolved from days where maybe that was the focus a little more.
Okay.
But I will say, I think the league runs a risk when they don't suspend players for some of those type of hits. Now, to be clear, I don't want, like, everyone suspended. I mean, football is a violent game, and sometimes unfortunate contact happens that is bang-bang. Might not have been deliberate, sometimes. But, the NFL's got to weigh that when trying to figure out, whether to suspend guys or not. Bill, give us what you got here for a rival, player or coach you couldn't stand.
I couldn't stand this guy because he always killed the Phillies. Dan Ugla.
Wow, Dan
Deep
Ugla.
Cut.
Dan Ugla.
He did kill the Phillies, Dan
He
Ugla.
Was. Yeah. He was a good second baseman who, against the Phillies, was a great second baseman.
He was.
Yeah, that's a pretty good answer. Let's go to Yoshi in Brewerytown. What's up, Yoshi?
Oh, what's up, fellas? How you doing, my brothers from another?
Hi, Yoshi.
Man, it's good to hear you guys. I think the score is going to be like 27-13. I'm scared, to be honest, because Michael Irvin picked us to win.
Well, that's because Michael Irvin knows the Cowboys stink.
He does. I agree with you, but I'm just that's the only little thing that got me scared. Like that and Angelo just every morning. I guarantee. But outside of that, I feel like we're going to win, and I need this game so bad. I'm originally from North Carolina. Mm-hmm. My whole family is Cowboys fans, and they've been talking trash to me. Even though they're losing, they've been talking trash to me since the Rams beat us. I just want to be able to unblock them and send the eyeballs back. Who's looking at who, sitting above who?
There you go.
Right now.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And I think the keys to the game is Jim Schwartz. He looked a little bit better last week. Need him not to get complacent. I need him to be aggressive whole game. Don't play that six defense if we get up, once we get up. And if Doug stay in the game, believe me, Carson's going to stay in the game. Don't just come out, do the up-tempo, what's the name on the first drive, and then go into the huddle. Man, do it. Relax. Keep it going. Just throughout the game. Doug is
Yeah, do
Doug
it more. I agree with you on that. That's an adjustment I think they can do more. You don't want to go Chip Kelly and have your defense on the field for, you know, close to 40 minutes. But I think they can go up-tempo a little bit more often. Because it's just – it's clear.
Agree.
It's
just
clearly when Carson plays his best. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. That's why I said if Doug is in the game, Carson will stay in the game.
All right, Yoshi, give me a player on the other team. You hate it.
You know, it might not win, but I couldn't stand Antonio Pierce from the Giants back in the day.
Wow,
he just irked my soul.
Antonio
And then when he was
Pierce.
Broadcasting, he always picked against us.
Okay. Look, they're all good players. I mean, everyone that gets said is good. Antonio Pierce is very good. I think he's the guy, if I remember correctly. I think it was Antonio Pierce that ended the Bobby Hoyan thing in Philly, meaning he picked off a Bobby Hoyan pass, ran it
really?
In for a touchdown.
Are you sure?
97. We have to look up if Antonio Pierce was on the 97 Giants.
I don't think he was.
I think he
I
was.
I think he was a little later, wasn't he?
Well, he was on the 2000 Giants, but no, I think Antonio Pierce
I'm
was on the
97. I'm pretty sure he wasn't, but.
Well, there was a linebacker that picked off Bobby Hoyan in 97. And
yeah, Antonio Pierce wasn't in the NFL until 2001.
No, then it's not him. Who
I
is that linebacker?
So. I thought so.
Who the heck was
wasn't
that?
Wasn't with the Giants till 05.
All right. There was a good linebacker now. I'll figure it out. I mean, the Bobby Hoyan thing came crashing down so fast. Up it went and down it went, never to rise again. Let's go to Rocco in Pennsylvania. Antonio Pierce is good. Rocco, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Rocco.
How you guys doing?
Good. Excited.
Yeah, so I got a little bit of a theory that I kind of been thinking about over the past few months. It's kind of molded over the past few years with Wentz and Foles, kind of started with that. But where I was, I kind of see a lot of people, talk to a lot of people. We talk sports a lot. And the one thing I noticed is the people that are Wentz supporters, I feel like they know more knowledge than the people that are non-Wentz supporters. I'm not saying everyone, but if it was like 5-on-5 Wentz supporters to non-Wentz supporters, I feel like the 5 Wentz supporters have more knowledge than the non. Because, give you an example, my fiance is a non-Wentz supporter, and she can care less about football.
But Rocky, here's the flip side. John thinks Wentz is all that in a bag of chips. I don't. And obviously, I know more football than this Richie guy here. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, my thing is, like you said, Farrow, I think yesterday you said the Cincinnati quarterback was better.
Well, I do think he is, actually. But you know, people can debate it. That's fine. By the way, it was Jesse Armstead. I had the wrong linebacker. Jesse
Rocco,
Armstead.
It's a good point that you make. Those of us who think that Carson is good know more than those who think he's
not. I don't know what the other – what they're watching when we're watching the same game. But
well, they're
I kind of
wanted
to hit on
– here's what I really think it is. I think people – watch Carson miss on throws, and they say, what the heck? He missed the throw. They're not taking the time to look around the league and seeing that the best quarterbacks miss on throws frequently. Like, it just happens. It happens more frequently than they're willing to acknowledge. They see this guy, they scrutinize him, and they aren't willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. He is at the top of the list in so many ways that aren't, you know, accuracy related. Like, he can do things other quarterbacks can't. He gives this team the best chance to win. I think some of those better quarterbacks, the ones who are elite, would struggle more with this surrounding cast than Carson does.
I almost feel like we're turning into like the Democrats and Republicans, so divided at the city with Carson.
It's not a bad comparison. It's pretty split. It's very true.
With yesterday's point, you guys talked about Seinfeld. I just wanted to kind of give my rundown on that. I put George, Kramer, Elaine, then Jerry. I don't know how you guys could put Kramer last.
There's a difference between who's most entertaining and who's the guy. Jerry's the guy. I mean,
I didn't hear the question.
It was an open-ended question. It was, how do you interpret it?
Yeah, but listen, but we were trying to ultimately determine who's the third guy. So who's the third guy has to be based on who's the second guy, which has to be based on who's the first guy. Of course Seinfeld's the first guy.
No, he's not. That's the argument.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Then you put Larry David first. But my point to your guy's question as well with who's most needed. It's not really a player or a coach. I'm kind of probably won't win, but I just hate the success of the city of Boston.
Okay.
But that's where I'm going with it.
All right, you got it, man. I mean, listen, it's a – it's a reasonable answer. It's not going to be a winning answer because we're looking for an individual. But I got you. Boston's success. It has been. I mean, I got a nephew. My godson, John, grew up in Connecticut and he grew up as a Boston fan. He is 18. So he's right there.
Spoiled.
All that stuff. He
doesn't even know what it's like.
He doesn't.
To suffer.
He doesn't know.
And again, we talked about it, but Los Angeles has two titles in a month. We got two in 37 years. Like, come on, man.
You're right.
It's crazy.
They just won the NBA and Major League Baseball in 2 months. That's crazy. All right, let's give you a chance right now to win the new Nest Audio from Google, as we do every day on our show at this time, 11:30, also at 12:30, and also at 1:30 for an entire month. Text the word CREDIT to 20357 for your chance to win. Again, that's the word CREDIT to 20357. Get the latest sports news from 94WIP with a little help from Google. Just say, hey, Google, play 94WIP. Your chance to win is right now. Text CREDIT to 20357. Message and data rates may apply. Two more opportunities to win the new Nest Audio from Google today on our show. One at 12:30, another at 1:30, so be tuned at those times. And then, of course, future weeks as we continue to do this every day, three times in our show, 11:30, 12:30. And 1:30. All right, let's do what we do every Friday at this time as we go inside the game. John Ritchie take. And you know what? John, he probably knows more football than that. I'll grant that.
How magnanimous.
Well, certain, I'll say this, certain aspects of football. I got a better feel for the salary cap.
I think I would agree with that.
All right, let's go inside the game. John with the X's and O's, Eagles, Cowboys in the matchup. John, what do you say?
Ben DiNucci. This is a game pitting FCS stars against one another.
Isn't that amazing?
And yeah, we haven't paid much attention to that at all. But, you know, Ben DiNucci took JMU to the FCS championship game last year where they lost to North Dakota State 28-20.
That's why these two teams apparently play each other in that championship game like a lot.
So he was the first team all CAA quarterback. He was very athletic. He's 6'2", 215, 220, not a gigantic pocket guy. He is athletic, very mobile. The quarterback draw on the table. He's got a bigger arm than I expected. And in order to assess this, like, I had to go back and watch JMU tape. He's accurate. He has a nice release. He's got a lot of confidence in his ability to put the ball where it needs to be. Nice velocity. The guy's pretty impressive, truth be told. Total wild card for this game. When I heard Ben DiNucci was going to be the starter, I thought, awesome. You know, this makes Dallas worse. I'm not convinced it makes Dallas worse. He did not have a chance against Washington. He threw three passes, made a bad shovel pitch to Zeke on his first play that resulted in a fumble. But they were down by three scores when he took over. There was like 6.5 minutes left in the third quarter, and Washington was just teeing off on him. His O-line didn't give him any chance at all. He did have a nice completion threading it between the corner and the safety to Amari Cooper where he didn't get a chance to set his feet. It was all arm, and it was a good throw. He did look like he was locking in on receivers, but that's hard to tell. He didn't have time to progress past the first receiver in his progression. Like, if he moved to his second, third receiver, he was getting sacked. So I do believe that a major weakness for any young quarterback, any first-time starter, is that they're just not quite smart enough yet. They're not complex with their eyes yet. He doesn't have the sophistication to, you know, trick safeties by looking off his receivers. So that helps us in a big way. He's definitely not going to have time to go through his progressions. He certainly didn't against Montez Sweat and Chase Young getting after him. The protection is awful. It's not getting better. They have to come into this game with a game plan where they're going to get the ball out quickly. You know, but that fits. The RPO, that ride and decide stuff where he can throw off of it, that's what he ran at JMU. And you're going to have some designed runs for this guy. He can run like Dak Prescott did. I mean, like speed-wise.
So he's got wheels.
They're pretty close. He doesn't have wheels. I mean, I guess he's like a high 4.7 in the 40. He didn't go to the combine. I'm telling you, though, he went in the seventh round. The quality, the arm quality, the talent that he displayed as a player against lesser competition, it's surprising to me that he was around as long as he was. I watched his pro day. You know, the throws that he was making on his pro day, he's more accurate than Carson Wentz. I don't know if that's saying a lot. He is consistent. He is confident. He's got a nice release. He's accurate. It's a tight spiral. This guy gives them a better chance than Andy Dalton.
Wow.
Without Dak Prescott, this Dallas offense has scored 13 points over the span of two games. I'd guess DiNucci would have done better than that. Would have done better than Andy Dalton because he's more athletic. Because this guy, watching him at JMU, he's doing like jump passes. He's making plays when there are none. And there are some in Dallas who are saying, hey, the reason we drafted this guy is because he kind of reminds you of Tony Romo. He's a guy who can run around and make plays when there are none. So imagine a guy who doesn't have some of the physical qualities that Carson Wentz does, but he can create when there is nothing, and he's more accurate than Carson.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it's great breakdown, John. I look forward to seeing what happens. One, what Schwartz does to him. And two, what happens when Fletcher Cox hits him the first time? You know, what happens in the next play? Because he never faced a guy like Fletcher Cox in 1AA football. He just didn't. I mean, didn't happen. Let's go to Dave in Chester. Dave, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Doing well, Dave.
Pretty excited, Dave. Big game on Sunday.
Yeah, everyone's enthusiasm kind of scares me. Everyone's talking these big numbers.
I know.
I see us winning. I see it something like 24-16 maybe. So I don't think the spread's going to be covered. Here's my biggest concern, guys. A young quarterback, their safety valve is their tight end. Every year, every game this year that a team utilized their tight end or attempted to utilize their tight end against the Eagles, our linebackers didn't stand up. Everyone's talking about keep sending pressure, send the house. How are we going to do this when I understand Jarwin's not a great tight end, but the kid from Cincinnati wasn't a great tight end, and he torched us. I mean, I'm worried about the tight end position as I've been all – I mean, about the linebacker position as I've been all year. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Dave, it's a fair point. I mean, it just is. I mean, they're linebacker. Now, T.J. Edwards, he played last week, right, John? Am I remembering this right? I get all these injured guys confused. Did he play last week, T.J. Edwards?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think he was up.
I didn't remember him.
I didn't notice him.
I didn't either, for what that's worth, but – anyway, go ahead, Dave.
I never notice a linebacker on the field unless he's getting scorched. I mean, come on, let's keep it real. But, I mean, a young quarterback, everything's happening so fast that their safety valve is usually the tight end. Now, like I said, we just can't cover the tight end, and we haven't been able to because the Eagles – okay.
Yeah.
But the Eagles just don't value the linebacker position enough.
No, they don't. They simply don't. Yep.
As for somebody that I hated – I don't know if this is going to qualify, but technically it's an embryo. It's a pair, and they're twin brothers. We had to face one twice a year, and one broke our damn hearts, the Barbers, Tiki and Rondé.
You know, that is an interesting answer.
I like that answer.
Yeah, now he's got to pick one, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be Rondé, right?
It's got to be Rondé.
Yeah.
Although Tiki was more annoying as a person.
But... oh, way more. Like, Tiki sucks.
Isn't Tiki just an annoying dude?
He's just a bad dude. Like, he's not a good guy, Tiki Barber.
All right, we'll write down Rondé Barber because it's probably the better answer. But Tiki's pretty good answer, too. James, I know you got some stuff in there on Andy Dalton. What's the news?
Yeah, John Machota, who covers the Cowboys for The Athletic, tweets out, Mike McCarthy with the latest on Cowboys quarterback Andy Dalton. Right now, he is not expected to play Sunday. Here's the quote from McCarthy. He says, if Andy would practice tomorrow, that would be his only chance of playing in the game. As of right now, he's not scheduled to practice.
DiNucci, there it is. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, what Doug Peterson said just a short time ago on some injured players, and also that left tackle situation the Eagles have with Jason Peters and Jordan Mailata. What Doug said about that, you'll hear it next. Beat the Hammer coming up at noon today. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on a Big Football Friday on 94 WIP. No one does football like FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. And if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, here's something you won't want to miss out on. Right now, new users get an exclusive plus 2,500 odds boost on either team in this week's big matchup Sunday night, Philly or Dallas. You heard that right. You can bet $5 to win $125 on either team to win. Obviously, I think we know which way to bet this game. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays where you combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win with FanDuel Sportsbook, they'll get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. If you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, now's the time. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. Use promo code HAMMER to make your first deposit. That's promo code HAMMER to make that first deposit, claiming the exclusive plus 2,500 odds boost on either Philadelphia or Dallas to win. Promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook. More ways to win.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!